Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Kim Whitley on the line with me and Buddy Lewis. I love that name. That's like an entertainment name, like your parents knew you were going to be great, Buddy Lewis.
You know what's funny? I didn't find out. I kind of knew this. My real name is Roland, and you know, my real name is in German means fame over the land. I changed my name to Buddy, but you know what? I should have just stayed with Roland because I'm going to be famous.
Right. Well, you know, you on that line. And Kim, I mean, your work just in the industry and being that girl, you are that girl, okay? Well, that woman. I appreciate
that girl. That's fine.
I appreciate all your work. I have to tell you, I am a true fan of your work and followed your career, and it's very stellar. And so, again, I really appreciate you being on UrbanBuzzMag.com. So we're going to talk about Whacked Out Wednesdays. So whoever want to start, yes. And how you guys came together to collaborate on this venture.
Go ahead, Buddy. Start, since you're so smart and intelligent. Well, I do have a BS in microbiology from Howard University, so that does qualify me to speak. Anyway, Kim and I met when she was a student. An exchange student at Howard University. I saw her walking across campus and thought I had a shot, but I realized she's the sister of one of my frat brothers, and I couldn't do it. She became my sister. We both eventually ended up in L.A., and we used to joke around and tease each other, and we finally decided, hey, man, let's do something together. And so we found a night at this small club that was doing karaoke on Wednesday nights, and we went in there and convinced the owner to let us try comedy, and the rest is history.
Okay. Kim, what's your...
Yeah. Oh, well, I was going to say, what happened was it became, it was Whacked Out Wednesday because we did it every Wednesday night. This was really before either one of our careers had really blossomed. And it was a place where we could go and practice and give other comics a chance. And that night blew up to be one of the hottest nights in Los Angeles. And we started a lot of careers there. We launched a lot of careers, which is a good thing, you know.
Right.
And it helped us. It helped us practice our comedy and improv skills. And it just became something very special. And that's why we decided to bring it back.
Okay.
The first Wednesday of every month right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back to giving comics time on stage. And Buddy likes to call it a professional workout.
I love it. You have two seasons comics bringing seasoned people and non-seasoned people to the stage. From the time you started to now, how much has changed, especially, Kim, from a woman's perspective, and Buddy from a financial perspective and opportunities?
Well, the one is, you see a lot more women doing stand-up now.
Uh-huh.
When I started, it was only a few of us. Now you see lots of women getting into the game. You see lots of actors wanting to be stand-up. So those are the things that have changed. And comedy is, of course, not like it used to be because, you know, we had the cancel culture, which I believe is going away. So there are a lot of good and bad things happening.
All right.
And I also think that social media has created an environment where people who are funny or who have some talent can blossom on the internet, and they don't need stand-up clubs to do it. And so I think there's this mixed energy that comes from the comedy community where it's like you're a social media comic or you're a stand-up comic. I think that you need sort of both, and you need to be able to use social media to advance your career, but you also need, as a comic, to learn how to work on stage.
Right.
Because doing stand-up skits is not the same as doing stand-up comedy. It's not. And you got to get practice, and you got to get better at both if you're going to be a comic. I'm an old comic. I need to learn how to use the internet to advance and get my social media numbers up. But those social media comics that do those sketches and the skits, and they need to learn how to get on stage and perform, because they are different. They're different skill sets.
Right.
And you got to use them both.
Yeah, because one is live and one is just behind the glass, as I like to say. And, you know, you're just throwing your shot. Like, if it's good, bad, and different, it's nothing like being on the stage and being booed.
And you use this definitely from a financial standpoint. You mentioned that specifically. Those social media influencers who are stand-up comics are making a lot of money, so they don't see the value in doing stand-up. But what ends up happening is the clubs use their social media numbers as a gauge and a barometer for who should be booked. And then they get into a club, and a lot of them aren't seasoned on stage. So they end up going on, and they do well for one weekend, but the clubs are not having them back because some of them don't have stand-up skills that match their following.
Right, to be able to keep the crowd coming back.
Right.
Staying coming. Yeah.
I like that it's male and female. I love the collaboration that you guys are bringing back. That's just like salt and pepper, you know, on a dish. What is it like for you, Kim, working with male comics? I know that you're going to be in Pennsylvania soon with Earthquake, Guy Tori, and a few others on August 22nd for two shows. You get along pretty much, I guess, with everyone that you're able to be diverse in your talents and what you bring to the stage.
You know, I male comics are, you know, I grew up with brothers, so it's not a big deal.
Right.
Working with Buddy Lewis is very difficult. but, you know, I do what I have to do for the community, for the inmates,
right.
You know,
right.
For the schizophrenia. Yeah, I do what I can. but Buddy, we have a chemistry. We have a good time together. Buddy has gotten very funny. Sometimes it was difficult working with Buddy back in the day. We were both young comics, and we didn't understand our worth and our pacing and how funny we were. And to really dig into what we had and make it something, we're just out there playing and having a good time.
Right.
But when I look back on it, we had something special, and we should have really, like, stuck in it, you know, really
right.
dug into it. And but working, you know, with men sometimes, you know, not now, after the Me Too, it's a little better. But before, they roll.
Uh-huh.
But before the movement, they was out of control. And, you know, you have to, you know, say a couple things to them a few times. And, you know, they would, a lot of them, you know, would say remarks like, you know, even as a female comic, like, you know, you ain't that funny, or you this and that. You know, you had to go through a lot to be a female comedian back in the day, to get on stage and even ask them for stage time.
Right.
Women always got the last possible opening. If they got an opening, they will put a woman on stage.
Well, before Me Too, Kim, if you wanted to get on stage, all you do is loosen one button on that blouse.
that's the truth. And that's
wow.
The truth,
wow.
You know, Kim was cute, so she got stage time. You know, nobody wanna look at no monster on stage. They wanted Kim to be funny.
Yeah.
Now, I think also one thing that happened with us back in the day is Kim's career just took off, and there were many times when her outside work, she was unavailable at the club. She was gone doing movies. She was gone doing plays. She was busy. And that created a situation where sometimes, because of the club, I got work outside of, so I was gone. So there would be weeks where neither one of us were there.
Oh, okay.
And so it sort of took a turn that neither one of us were able to continue to do the work at the club to keep it going. Mm-hmm. And it was because we were busy with things that happened because we were at the club.
Right.
I was out on the road for 30 weeks with a play. Kim was doing movies. I mean, Kim did several movies while we were working, and she started doing bigger things. And so it's just one of those things that we couldn't maintain it. But now we're both sort of in a space where that Wednesday is like, okay, hey, I'm here for one Wednesday.
I'm here
for one Wednesday of the month, and we're going to make it work. I can make that first Wednesday.
Right. And what advice do you give the new people coming to the stage? Because that's a whole different, like we were talking about from social media, that's a technique that has to be developed. And I think some people think they're funny and they're not. So how do you coach someone who thinks they're funny and they're sort of funny, but what do you guys offer them to know? Like,
don't ask me for stage time. I don't want to hear it. No. Hey, listen. I'll put you up. I'll put you up. Go on up there and down the depth of a million cats. I love it. I used to love it when people would come and they ask me for stage time, and then they get up there and they take that L.
Right.
I would get on stage and talk about their ass.
See? That was why he loved it.
Oh, okay.
That's comedy. Robin Harris used to do it to me. So.
See, that's
Jay
the difference
Brown
between
used to do it to me.
See, that's the difference between men and women, you know, that like you gotta be gentler. How we gonna learn if y'all just dog us out?
Right.
Hey, listen. Go ahead, Kim.
I was gonna say one thing I do love about what me and Buddy used to do. It's a couple of things we used to do that were different from other clubs. One is we did have money in the bank, like from, you know, ticket sales or whatever, right, as we got more popular. And if a comic was sleeping in his car or you didn't know, but if we heard about it or they told you they were sleeping in their car, we would offer, you know, that money to help comics. A lot of the money just to help people.
Mm-hmm.
This was before, you know, because we don't have a union. Comics don't have anywhere to go to get any kind of help.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
What it up?
Yeah.
Did help a lot of homeless comics. And, and believe it or not, I tease when I say I gave them the business after they got off stage. That's a learning experience, too. You got to learn how to have a bad show and come back.
Right.
You got to learn how to redefine and figure out how does my material, why is my talent not coming across to this audience this time? Why did that happen?
Right.
And sometimes, you know, I used to, after a comic would go off, I'd be like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for Comedy 101. We're going to give a lesson. First, what you should have done was yada, yada, yada,
right,
yada.
Right,
I was going
right.
to stage and try to help them out. And I would sit and talk to the comics when they came off stage. I was never mean-spirited, like,
right.
Oh, my God, let me just dog this person out. It was done in love to help them to get better, because that's the only way you're going to get better.
Yeah, but also, Buddy and I would, if a comic came back with the same jokes week after week, we told them they couldn't come back here. We said, when you come back with a new joke.
Right.
We definitely want some new material.
Because them jokes, you trying to force feed us some dookie.
Yeah. Okay, now, I heard that there was a comedy camp. Is that true?
There's
a comedy camp that people can go
to? For teenagers, my son just did it at the Laugh Factory.
Oh, okay.
And that's where Tiffany Haddish started. That's where I heard it from.
I had never heard of that before until I heard her tell her story. And I was like, wow. So if there's a comic camp, then maybe you guys should start the union.
They do have one for the whites called Comedy Gives Back.
Uh-huh.
We don't have one for the coloreds.
Hey, but I'm telling you, I'm working on something. I'm truly working on something. That's hilarious.
It is.
There is something coming that I'm working on called Comics United, and it's going to be big. It involves multiple things that affect the community. So what I mean is, it's going to be a website. It's going to be it's going to help with your streaming, your social media, insurance, all those kind of things. Platforming.
All the things.
So that is on its way. I guarantee you, by the end of the year, you'll remember that I told you Comics United is going to be big. It's going to be big.
Am I part of this? Started,
oh, yes, of course you are. Of course you are. You're going to have a special spot on the board, guaranteed.
Yeah. It's necessary. Kim, have you worked with Earthquake or Guy Tori before?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I love them.
Right.
Earthquake is my boy. That's my guy. Like Buddy is. I don't get to work with Earthquake in stand-up, but we've been friends for a long time.
Okay.
I'll do his radio show and blah, blah, blah. Guy, another very good friend. I've worked with Guy on, did we do Tom Joyner together? And, we've done a lot of things together. And I just want to take a moment real quick while we're talking about this. We should just have a moment to give some love to Jetta Jones, a comic who passed.
Okay.
Was it last night? Or did you know, Buddy? Or am I telling you?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, and I told you in the interview. My bad.
That's okay.
It's all right. You know,
sorry, another comedian for years that was with the Tom Joyner show, Jetta Jones, passed, and Tom called me last night. And, of course, you know, J. Anthony Brown, that was his side road dog. So check on J. Anthony Brown there, Buddy. Since we're talking about Guy Tori and back in the day, you know, there you go. Way to bring the room down, Kim.
No,
yeah.
It's important to acknowledge those who have done good work in the community. So it's love. It's nothing but love. You know, and we pray for the family to recover during this time of their bereavement.
Yeah, it's rough, but I got to get back to the question. So I have worked with them. I'm looking forward to working with Earthquake and Guy in Philly at Lansdowne.
Mm-hmm.
It's August 22nd, I believe.
Yeah.
And, I have not done a big stage with Quake or Guy. And, you know, my biggest thing, I always like to look and see where I am in the lineup. I'm like, oh, no, where they put me with all the guys? Where am I in the lineup? What am I going to start with? What am I going to do? You know, it's always fun doing a big stage.
Uh-huh.
And doing a club is different. It's a whole different experience. And because I know I'm going to get in, get out, get my check.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, and you have fun and with guys, you know, it's just a trip. I remember being on stage with John Witherspoon, and I always have that fond memory of John that I don't spend enough time with the guys. And I remember one show, we were somewhere, and after the show, I went backstage, and John was talking to me about money. And I really wish I'd have spent more time with him talking about the road and how to get your money. And,
right.
You know, he was just educating me on a lot of stuff.
And that's so important for us to know the land that we're roaming in, especially in the different divisions from music, from television to film, to radio, to everything. We really have to know the land of it.
You got to know. And since Buddy has no money, it's hard to learn from him.
I got enough.
So Whacked Out Wednesdays is every first Wednesday of the month, and it's gonna be where? Let them know where they can connect with you guys on social media, websites, and how to make sure they get to see you on Wednesday.
Hit it, Buddy.
Whacked Out Wednesdays is at the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood. That's every Wednesday. The doors open at 7:30. The
Wednesday
show starts today. First Wednesday of me and Kim.
My social media is Kim Whitley across the board. That's KYM, last name Whitley, WHITLEY. And I too know nothing. Where can they get tickets?
I was about to say, you probably don't even. You don't even know the street name. There is free parking. You can find me at the Real Buddy Lewis Joke on Instagram and Facebook. Tickets are on sale at thehighclub.com. You can go to get tickets.
All right. Well, thank you both. I really appreciate you. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as y'all continue to grow and prosper in your careers and advance and do books and movies and whatever else, please allow Urban Buzz Magazine to be one of your media outlets.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, Nigeria.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right.